You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, yo, this is Taz. What's up? I have Andrew Bogus with me right now on this Friday. Happy Friday, Freaky Friday. Every other radio cliche Friday is here. Taz's last Friday. Taz's last day here on CBS Sports Radio. We are coming live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio, who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. If you would like to call the show and discuss anything from sports, from your life, Andrew Bogus's gift issues with his wife, Denny, anything. If you want to talk about wrestling, you can call about that. You want to say, hey, Taz, good riddance. Today's your last show. Hey, Taz.
Get the hell out of here.
You suck. Get off. Get out. You can do that simply. 855-212-4227.
Attention, hotline fans.
If you want to call the show, you can do that. Thanks to everybody across our great affiliates across these United States on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe you're listening on the radio.com app or the website or the CBS Sports app. Maybe you're doing that. Or SiriusXM. Channel 206. If you're still following at Taz the Moose on Twitter or Instagram, you need to get a life because that's going away. Okay? So there you have it. That's the cover on that. What's going on there, Bogus? Hello.
Here we are.
Hey. What's the matter?
Here we are.
Yes.
It's Friday. This began on Tuesday. Our low key,
the countdown.
Humble,
yeah.
Not about you, not about us farewell tour. And on Tuesday, Friday fell very far away. Four long days to deal with all the emotions about this, but now we're here. Now it is actually upon us. And here's how I'm going to celebrate today, Taz.
He's taking his jacket off. Ah, yes. He's got a nice t-shirt on. It says, Running the Game. Hashtag the Taz Show, which you can get at TazShirts.com.
Yes, and if you use promo code PeteTheBody... You'll pay $10 extra.
Actually, that is a pretty good promo code. It's not active yet. But the team is working on it, as you just said that. Well, you're repping the shirt. I appreciate that. It's nice to see that Mike and Pete aren't repping the Taz apparel. But that's nice that, Andrew, you thought of me like that. I appreciate that.
I think Pete is wearing your game-used unitard underneath his clothes,
as usual.
I think
it's called a singlet. and they weren't games. They were matches.
I know.
But I understand.
All those and words chosen on purpose.
What's that, Pete?
I am wearing the...
He likes the support. He likes the warmth.
Yeah, he wears the... Yeah, well, it keeps him in tight. You know what I mean? So,
dang.
Sausage casing.
So we have... Yeah, so it's... Okay, then. So, seg one awkwardness. No, so we're going to have a little delivery later on. Chef Mike's still coming by?
He's still coming by. 7 a.m. Eastern, so 52 minutes and 40 seconds.
Bacon, eggs, and beers.
Everybody's got to be excited. Do we know what he's bringing? What's on the menu?
I believe there is the some of the breakfast sandwiches that we've enjoyed in the past.
I think they're called Bex.
They're called Bex.
Bacon, egg, and
then
cheese.
There might be something else on the side for me because of my egg phobia.
It's amazing. It always works out that you have your little side hustle with Chef Mike. Whenever Mike's bringing food, you know, you got your... And I also know, whatever else you're doing in 2020 in regards to... We got to change what's on TV right here. But anyway, whatever... You don't. Yeah.
Well, you fall into the. This is the trap here. TNT was on the on the screen last night for NBA basketball, but now it's time for Charmed. So now there's witches and boobs and making out. And
There's
a lot going on.
Alyssa Milano's in the house. But anyway, so
yep, I knew exactly what you were.
The thing is this, though. Okay, the thing is this, Mike. You always got a little side hustle going with Chef Mike. I don't get it. I always thought you were humble, all about the show, the team, the men around you, and women. Instead, you're more about you. Why are you getting something special and nobody else?
Well, I think it's more of Chef Mike's respect for me. I told him he did not have to do any of this. I said, Mr. Chef Mike, don't worry about this. It's all good. It's all good.
Mr.
Don't worry
Chef
about
Mike.
Hey,
know,
Dr.
Mr.
Chef Mike.
Mike,
wherever you want to go.
Shower with me.
You want to shower with me? I don't care. Whatever. The point is, he was
just
like, Mike.
Don't bring me eggs.
He goes, Michael, you know what? Your passion, your love for the sports and radio, let me do something. I said, Dr. Mike, don't worry about it, bro. But he wanted to do it. So
he didn't want to bro, too. And whatever you end up doing in your career here at CBS Sports Radio in 2020, whatever that may be, I guarantee you, you will steal Chef Mike from me. But here's the thing. Like I tried to tell you and everybody else around here, that guy will not deliver food to anyone. If Taz is not involved, it ain't happening.
I agree.
I promise you that.
I would agree with that.
Because you all have empty bump cards. No one knows what that means, but I think Pete does.
I think it's self-explanatory.
What is that?
It's not good.
Yeah, it means we have no more punches on our car to get free stuff from, right. That means from Chef Mike Esquire.
You've never wrestled. Bumps are how wrestlers fall. So
right.
You have a zero bump. Your bump card's immaculate. You've probably never slipped on ice.
Untrue.
All right. So what kind of special, do we have any big special surprises for me? I'm dialed in. I said the
I
other day I don't want nothing going on,
yeah,
but I
got
feel
you
like
a gift.
You got me a gift.
That's right. I got you a gift.
Is it a Seg 1 gift or we're going later with this?
We'll go
gift?
Later.
Well, I want to thank the company, first off. I think that's important to do right here, right out of the box, before we talk what we have to talk about.
Is this a heel turn, by the way, if Taz is going to thank the company?
That would be a babyface turn.
Okay.
But anyway, I want to thank the company for setting up the studio with this real Christmas festive look. It's beautiful.
It is.
They did this for me on the way out the door. Pete, they did a great job here.
Oh, they did excellent.
It's unbelievable. It really is, with these little elves and the little Santas running around and the lights.
Yeah, I mean, none of us knew, and this wasn't here when I think I was, I was the last one here yesterday.
Look
of the
this.
Group.
And you could describe my hat, and it matches the stocking they put up for me.
That's true. Camo hat, camo stocking.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
The 716?
Yeah.
That's Buffalo.
Yeah, but you see, they hacked the North Face logo.
Oh, I didn't know if I was supposed to say that.
No, I just did.
Okay.
But it's not a Bills official thing. It's
right.
Another company that hooks me up with free stuff.
But it's just that's the Buffalo area code, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
716. It's freezing up there. You think it's cold here now? It's freezing down there. Up there, I should say. So
anyway, this happened like on the sly at 12:30 yesterday when I left. Nothing was in here. This is a pristine, normal, bland, boring Tiki and Tierney shrine. And then we came in this morning and boom.
I actually like Tiki and Tierney. The way they have their studio designed, even without the lights, the regular studio. I think it's kind of cool. For TV, I'm saying. You know.
Right.
I was never lucky enough to have any kind of video production here, but that's okay.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, there's
five taunting cameras.
I think they've added one since. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's Brandon Tierney.
Sorry, there's video for today.
It's always interesting on TV. It looks a lot bigger than it really is.
Because of the decorations?
No, just the studio. You look on TV, I'm like, this is humongous. Then you come in there, it's not that big.
Oh, it's the way you shoot it. That's the way they shoot, dude.
Doing a nice job.
Yeah, it's the same thing with my friends down at WFAN, Boomer and Geo.
Oh.
That's a tiny, tiny room.
Even smaller, I would
right.
say, right?
Absolutely, but it doesn't look tiny
friends.
On television.
You know, it's interesting. Yep. Oh, my God!
There
oh,
it
my
is.
God! Boomer and Geo!
There it is.
Well, Geo actually... Geo actually swung by and said hello and goodbye to me, so, you know, we'll stay
I
in
heard
touch.
That.
Greg Giannotti.
And he wasn't alone in the, I'll miss you, good to know you, let's exchange numbers, let's hang out one
you
time.
You know, some people say let's exchange numbers, I don't. I'm like, yeah, okay,
yeah.
And I don't do anything. I just walk away from them. That's my gimmick.
I'm surprised you don't snap your phone over your knee when someone says that. You're like, now try and call me.
Or give him Pete's number.
Oh, that's coming.
Now, here's my number, 555-212-1234. Call me.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Look, let's talk to Chris here. I was listening on SiriusXM 206 in Toledo, Ohio. Chris, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Taz? I just wanted to say, good luck in your future endeavors. You came up with the second best wrestling catchphrase I've ever heard. And thank you for putting Corey Graves in his place there this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And by the way, what's your favorite catchphrase if mine's not your favorite?
Bottom line, Stone Cold said so.
Oh, that's the bottom. Yeah, Steve Austin had definitely. That's a badass catchphrase. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and the Corey Graves thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard my podcast. I covered it in depth. You know, I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I was minding my business, Chris. I was sitting home watching football, preparing for a radio show. And next thing,
he's kind of an arrogant jerk.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I hate arrogant people, but you're right. But Chris, I appreciate you calling and saying. C'est la vie, adios, and best of luck in your future's endeavors to me. That's very nice. Which, by the way, Andrew, I don't know if you realize this. None of you guys do, except Pete. You know, when you, like in wrestling, like when someone, I shouldn't say, when WWE, like, releases someone, fires them, whatever,
right.
They usually put online, best of luck in your future endeavors. That's like an inside ribbing joke. It's like, that means you're, I don't know how to, Pete, is there a better way to explain this? Like what WWE does with that? It's kind of, not funny, but you know,
I don't it
know if
sounds
it's like a
funny.
Rib, but it's like a jab.
It's a little. It's like something that always happens. Like they call it future endeavored. So that's. It's kind of like when that happens. So like when I left years ago, WWE, I wasn't released. I left on my terms. So they never could ever do that. They never could put they. You think they would say good luck, best luck to your future endeavors, even if you leave on your terms or they fire you or what have you. But no, it's like when you leave on your terms, it's just crickets.
Yeah. It's like the corporate way of saying you're fired, thank you.
Yeah, basically, that's really it.
Do they hit send as like security is escorting you to the out of the building with your box of stapler?
Some people have done like some people like higher up, like mid management, higher up, you know, like up in mid management people back in the day when they were firing, they were having security take guys, you know, out of there, like just having escort them to the door. I was shocked. Not wrestlers, but I'm not talking about people who work,
yeah,
staffers, you know, that were higher up on the food chain there.
It happened to me here once. I didn't know what was going on, and I walked into a, you know, somebody being walked out from being fired.
Really?
Like, I just thought everyone was going down in the elevator, and then they were, it was all, you know, it was kind of early in the day, too,
right.
So, like, it was nothing, and then they get on the elevator, the three of us, the doors close, and they then proceed to have a conversation about why he was being let go. And the,
so you,
thanks
you
for
no
everything, best of luck. I'm like, I wish for everything I've ever had that I was never on this elevator right now.
Were you friends
now
with this person?
No, I knew him, but not friends. I just know him from being in these two floors.
Is he still in the industry right now?
I honestly don't know that answer.
Wow.
I think Pete might know, but I don't.
Oh, the name was said quietly and privately, so we're not going to say the name out loud here.
No, that wouldn't be fair. But
no,
Pete says, but Pete says he believes so.
All right.
He believes so. And the way this place goes, he probably will work here again soon. Because at some point, you get hired back here again, no matter what you did the first place to get booted, you can come back.
Well, look, it's not just, I mean, I think there's a lot, I understand you're loaded with sarcasm and anger and misery. We know that about you, Andrew. But here's
Thank
the
you.
Thing. No, it's not just here, dude, really. I mean, I've seen people like in WWE leave there in, like, flames and leave, bury the company publicly.
Okay.
Go crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then get hired back.
Oh, all right.
Like, it happens. So I don't think it's just he. I think it's just companies, especially in the entertainment business. I think it happens. And also,
right,
people believe in second chances, sometimes third chances.
Yeah. Well, and value matters, right? I mean, if you can bring something to the table that they can't get anywhere else, things can be forgotten.
Right.
And forgiven.
Right, but I mean, but you would think that if someone leaves an entertainment brand, no matter what it is, and then they go public and they have a platform, and then they bury and bash a company like bad,
right?
And then you get hired back. Like I'm telling you, in wrestling that happens. Maybe not in radio. I don't know.
No, I mean,
it probably happens in radio too.
100%.
See that?
Yeah.
Well, an example, like JR never bashed WWE.
Good old JR.
Good old JR. Never bashed WWE, but he had three runs with WWE.
Yeah, but he never bashed him. No,
but
I've never heard him bash Vince. Him and Vince McMahon are really good friends.
But had three runs, like, in and out.
Sometimes, you know, it's money. A guy might be making too much money. Sometimes you just need a little bit of a break. Sometimes you just need, you know, and it's like a relationship, I think, when you work for a company, especially when you're a public persona, a man or a woman that's a public persona, and you're, you know, you always got to be on. You come on the air, you always got to be on. You know, and that's the tough thing, like with doing daily radio, being on the air every day. I mean, you know, people that are outside of this industry, I don't think they understand how difficult that is. And I've always said it too. I've always had a love to do radio, and it's, you know, for those that don't know much about my background, they're probably thinking when I came here 2 years ago that, oh, you know, he's just a guy, you know, was a popular wrestler and he has a good podcast, or he has a podcast and that had thrown him on the radio. Okay, but no, there was a lot more to it than that. So, and I've always had a desire, like for a long time, like a lot of years, while I was on SmackDown on TV and doing well with WWE, I wanted to be in radio. I wanted to be doing daily radio. And I knew how hard it was, not just to get in, but once you are in and you're working daily and you're on the air every day, that it was a grind. But you don't really know the grind until you're in the grind. Like, you could know it's going to be hard, but then when you're doing it, and I'm telling you, like doing radio every day, no matter if it's sports, politics, guy talk, girl talk, whatever it is, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, spinning records, even though there's no more records, but, you know, being a disc jockey, to show my age with that word. I'm not talking about someone who's playing songs. I'm talking about someone who's talking, or a team who's talking, or one guy or girl is talking for 2 hours on the air, or 3 hours on the air, or 4 hours on the air, and some day parts around here, 6 hours, you know. So, I mean, so it's a lot harder, I think, than people realize. But I've always had a dying, hardcore passion for it. And I'm proud that I was able to get to get to do it on a daily basis on a national level. So
it sounds like you're not leaving. You're gonna have you had a change of heart?
Oh no, I'm leaving.
Oh, you are. Okay.
No. I'll make no mistake about it. No, I'm just saying. I'm very proud. It was a massive goal of mine. I thought I'd retire in radio, but just things are working out that it's probably the right time for me to move on. But maybe I'll come back one day. Who knows? You never say never. Again, it's entertainment. You never say never. But I'm just saying,
don't throw out your badge. Don't throw out your ID.
No, that,
you might need that soon.
I'm not even using the ID no more. I just wave to the security guy. He lets me in.
Gates
that's
open.
How it's done. Yeah.
And you
if
come.
He's not sleeping.
Yeah. Rolls out the carpet.
I'll leave it in my mailbox. You guys can pick it up later. No, but the thing
with your cigars.
With my cigars, yeah. No, the thing is, I'm very proud of it. I mean, it was. It took me a lot of years to get to this position, to get to an opportunity to do this. So I'm very proud of that. I really am. I don't want to sound corny or sappy. I'm being honest, So it's a hard thing to do. I've had fun doing it, and you've been in radio a lot of years, Andrew, so you understand what I'm saying. I mean, you've been in terrestrial radio a lot longer than I have. So, I mean, you get it. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm saying to the audience, most folks don't get that. It's hard. It's a hard gig, but it's a lot of fun, but you think that, you go on radio and you talk about sports.
Throw the mic on.
Yeah, put the mic on. It's not as easy as that.
No.
It's really not. So, and also, I got to be honest, being a co-host with a partner, that's a little harder for me, because sometimes it's like any team. If you might have a creative way you want to go with something, your partner might have a different creative way. And that's just normal, in a relationship. And on the air, sometimes it's a little harder. It's like you have different visions. But, everything happens for a reason, and it's, it is what it is. I mean, it's really... But I'm very proud of it. I really am. And, I was the guy that, I was the wrestler. Oh, wow, the wrestler's going to do it. So I was typecast, and that motivated me. So I was proud to, speaking in past tense, to take that typecast, Andrew, and take a sledgehammer to it.
And look, and your reward is beautiful, high-end, well-constructed holiday decorations for your last day.
Yeah, I get to look at the back of a yawn-filled Santa Claus head.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at right now, back of his scully.
Yeah, there's also a felt elf. And there's also a menorah. So, I mean, we've covered all bases.
Oh, I didn't see the menorah.
Yep, it's in front of me. Really, from all corners of the world, people wishing you happy holidays and bon voyage.
Company's so nice to me. All right, well, if you want to call the show, as they say in the trade, the lines are open. Yes. Give us a call, 855-212-4227. We'll talk some NFL in a little bit, too. We got Chef Mike coming by. There's a big hook. We got Heller. There's a real hook.
Stellar Heller.
Yes. He'll be doing his sports update. Can't wait for that. All right, Taz with Andrew. Be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's like the rapid fire sneezing, Andrew. During the break, ladies and gentlemen, you people missed it. The guy rattled off at least six sneezes in a row. Well, boom, 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 boom. Hella heard it.
We're falling apart as a race.
There's, okay.
Pete can confirm this. There's one person who has called out for this weekend because he has at least strep-like symptoms, if not full-on strep throat. And since I sat down at my computer an hour ago or so, I've seen three different social media posts from people in different parts of the country who have strep throat.
It's very contagious.
What is going on?
Everybody's making out.
Is that what it is?
With the tongue. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line. Well, that's what you get. That's mono. That's mono. Right, Pete?
Yeah, that's mono.
Well, people are making out anyway. At 6:24 a.m. Eastern. Everybody's making out. CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Take two. By Geico. Great news. See, I turned that on, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go down to Charm City, otherwise known to you people as Baltimore, and talk to Will. Will, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
Taz, Andrew, what's going on, gentlemen?
How are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm good. I'm good. Wanted to call and, you know, just wish Taz all my best. Bogish, Mike, Pete, you guys too. You guys have been how I started my morning.
Nice.
You guys have been awesome. It's just been
thank you.
Great content.
Thank
it's
you,
been
man.
Awesome content.
So, like, you're an everyday listener. You're an everyday listener.
Yes, sir.
Well, this kind
yes,
of this, now this messes things up for you now for next year, right? For your mornings.
Well, I mean, I know
not
I know
so much,
where I can
right.
find my Taz show.
Ah,
I'll be all right.
Yes, oh, okay. Yes. Podcast Jones. All right, how can I help you, Will?
Yes, sir. So I had a wrestling question for you.
Oh, I might be the guy. Either me or Pete can handle that. No, I'll handle that for you. I got it. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, so I'm an AEW watcher.
Right.
Right? I don't know a lot of these guys that come over from Japan. Tell me something about Kenny Omega that I don't already know.
Okay, Kenny Omega, real simple deal. Arguably the, I mean, you know, strong argument people could make that he's the best male wrestler in the world today. I mean, he's that talented of a performer and an athlete for a lot of years. His success for New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is, for those that don't know about wrestling in Japan, that's kind of like the WWE as far as vast size and success in the great country of Japan. So, excuse me, Omega is an unbelievable athlete, unbelievable performer. Canadian. Early in his career, he had a brief run like in the farm system for WWE, and then he just kind of branched out, worked, you know, grinded out outside of WWE, and then hooked up in Japan with New Japan Pro Wrestling and became a massive star. Had a lot of opportunities, and so that's like one thing I could tell you about Omega: his athleticism, his style. You know, if you go on YouTube, Will. And the Young Bucks and the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and those guys, they have a really successful YouTube channel for a long time called Being the Elite, BTE, I think it's called. And
yeah.
you can learn a lot about Kenny Omega. They do a lot. It's a very they do a lot of tongue in cheek comedy stuff. They're quick, 15 minutes a week they do. But and you can learn more about Kenny Omega. Are you asking because you like him or you don't like him? What are you asking for?
I don't know where I am with him yet. You know, I watched Dynamite this week, and, you know, I know he's, like, tight with, what's his name, Nakazawa.
Yeah, Michael Nakazawa, right.
But I don't really know much about his character. You know, I know, like, you know, the Terminator clap. I know You Can't Escape.
I know
the B-Trigger. I know the One-Winged Angel. But I don't know anything about him as a person yet.
Yeah, well, I do think that's something that AEW... It's tough for them. You know, their platform is, you know, they're 2 hours a week, and they're Dynamite's on 2 hours a week, as you know, and they're trying to squeeze a lot into those 2 hours. I think they're also trying to give you longer matches, and the only tough thing with that, Will, people love longer matches, but it's tough to develop a lot of characters when you're given long matches. You know what I'm saying? It's just
it's just
budgeting time. I think on AEW Dark, maybe they'll start to amp up some of that where you can learn some more about characters. This company is still so new. I think you'd still have to give them some time. But I get your drift. You want to learn more about the details of who Kenny Omega really is. You sound like you're a fan of his. You know all of his stuff. So that's cool. You got good taste in wrestling.
I mean, his in-ring stuff is great. Like, I can't argue with any of it. Also, I'm a huge fan. I was at Full Gear. When you came out, I popped huge. There was no way you would hear me. My seat was like the as far away from the ramp, from the entrance as I could possibly be. I was hardly in the same zip code.
thank
but
you.
Anyway, I'll stop tying up your phone lines. It's been a great show.
Thanks, man.
Well, I'll miss you every morning, but can't wait to see where the Taz show ends up. I do have one last question.
Yes.
Do you think you're going to let us know before the new year, or do you think you're actually going to take like some time off? Christmas, New Year holiday.
I hear you, brother. I'm in the middle of, like, these several different negotiations, to be honest. I don't even... I wish I had the answer to that. Now, as far as the Taz show, I think I'll be able to give the audience an answer on where that's going to live and how often that's going to be, you know, right around Christmas, maybe a little bit after Christmas. As far as my wrestling future, if there is, if I'm with one of the companies, that I'll know probably... you know, maybe in January or definitely in the first quarter of the new year. So that's it. So we'll get to the rest of the phone calls here in a second. Just hang on, guys. We have Stella Heller, otherwise known as...
Bradford Heller.
He's here to do his sports update. Brad, how's it going, buddy?
Taz.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is it, man.
Well, you know, you heard, right? This is my last day. Yeah, so.
Wait, what?
Hello.
Forever, not just for this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, jeez. Andrew's got me like, he's got me here, like banned here. From radio.
No, very morbid.
Well,
very
I don't
morbid.
Have you banned from radio. Radio has you banned from radio.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe I could be.
All
yeah,
us but, insiders.
Yeah, all right. All the cool kids. They're all, it's like, Taz, get out of here. You know, take a powder. As you say in wrestling, that means get out. Take it out of the ring. Take a powder. Hit the road, buddy. You're Dunsky. That's all bogus. He's like, get out of our entertainment, realm.
Yeah, go back to those squared circles.
You wrestling mock geek.
You should see, if you think this studio looks festive right now, wait till 8:54 when you're out of here.
Yeah.
Things are falling from the ceiling.
I can imagine.
All these cameras are going to go on. We're going to live stream.
Pyrotechnics.
Well, we couldn't get the permit for pyro. So it's actually, they're loaded, but the safety's on.
Who's loaded? The company? Oh, well, that.
Stellar Heller?
Bogus doesn't like goodbyes. That's what this is about. He's trying to,
got to ignore it.
I really thought there would be people more mundane. Everybody's happy here. It's like my last day, and everybody's happy. People are high-fiving me. Taz, your last day, buddy. I'm like, yeah.
Give me your number. Yeah, we'll keep in touch. Yeah,
people haven't spoken to.
Yeah, my wife yesterday. I'm like, I think they're going to be sad, the guys. And she was like drinking coffee, reading something. She was, nah, probably not. I'm like, okay.
She's the sad one. Yes, you know, she just lost her mornings.
Stuck with me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of people are happy, Brad. I mean, I thought there'd be a lot of sad people around here. I mean, Gio was the only one, and he's a big phony.
Of course. You know, he means nothing of that.
As we say in wrestling, he's a worker. I mean, he came over. He's like, Taz, he's putting down his coffee, his bag. Let me hug you, buddy.
Nice getting to know you.
Yeah, it's great getting
Giannotti.
To know you.
If you never helped.
He gives me a number. I tried calling the number during the break. It was like to Pal's Pizza. In Soho. I'm like, what's
the direct line?
Going upstairs to the pizzeria now?
You got something to promote. You call this number. You come right on.
Yeah. You call Pal's Pizza. You come right on with me and Boomer.
I'll give you a flyer on the back door.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Yeah, there's a lot of happiness around here, Mike.
I mean, got you a gift.
I keep hearing about this gift.
I thought you didn't get him a gift.
I did get him a gift. Bogus reminded me. I forgot.
Ah.
Chef Mike's coming to the top of the hour.
Top of the hour, yep. 27 minutes, 14
Hopefully
seconds.
Hopefully I'm still here. I was thinking of leaving early. My stomach's a little queasy.
It's a good call.
No one ever leaves the radio. Like, you know, people go home from work early. You never hear a guy or a girl go, you know what? I got to go off the air. I got the runs. I'm out of here.
That's not one of your innovations, okay?
They do, but they don't leave early.
What are we doing? Get the remote, please. All right, Stella Heller, please. Let's get the gimmick name. It's Fern and Burnham. Going. Connor Heller.
All right. This report sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. The game of the night in the NBA, the 24-4 Lakers, the 24-4 Bucks in Milwaukee.
Giannis pulls up for his fifth three. Good! A, B, C. Easy as 1-2-3 for the MVP. 14-point lead for the Bucks. 5 made three-pointers for Giannis. A career high for one game. And he's doing it on a big stage.
Ted Davis on Bucks Radio. 34 points for the reigning MVP. The Bucks win it 111-104. They are 25-4. Anthony Davis, 36-10 in the loss for the Lakers, who are now 24-5.
It's amazing. Watching Mikey B, he finally got it. There's two TVs in the studio, as you know, Stella Heller. And watching him trying to figure out which remote works, which TV, he finally did it. It was hysterical.
It's not a strength of mine.
I could tell, thinking. It was very funny. Stella Heller.
He's pointing the remote at the top TV. The bottom one's changing.
Your name, Stella Heller, and we just call you S.H. Well, not we. I'm Gonski. But around here, they could call you S.H. from now on. Stella Heller.
Can you, leave a little memo on your way out?
I'll send out an email to Mark Trenholz.
Please do.
Yeah, no problem. I got you covered.
We'll call you Shh.
You should get the Twitter handle too, because right now people are probably stealing that, so then they're going to want to sell it to you.
Right.
You know, Stella Heller. Yeah. At Stella Heller. What's your favorite number?
14.
At Stella Heller, 14.
All right. I'll work on it right now.
Trending.
Rest. Great.
Good one at Staples Center, too, last night. The Rockets rallied from 16 down. They beat the Clippers 122-117. Russell Westbrook, a season high 40 points.
That's a big win. as a team. And our goal, our main goal, is to be able to win at the highest level. And obviously, they're a good team at home, and we came in and took care of business.
Elsewhere, the Spurs beat the Nets for the 17th straight time in San Antonio, 118-105. That was despite a career-high 41 from Spencer Dinwiddie. Donovan Mitchell scored 30, Jazz over the Hawks, 111-106. College basketball, Wofford was looking for back-to-back upsets on Tobacco Road, visiting Duke at Cameron Indoor.
Hand off for Moore. Guarded by Hoover. Trying to drive him. Flips it to the left. Baker a three. Bang!
We know what happens when he gets hot. He can go on a roll, and right now, two in a row, and put the Blue Devils up by 22.
And Wofford wants a timeout.
David Shoemate and John Roth from Learfield IMG College. Duke 86, Wofford 57. Maryland losing its second straight, 52-48 at Seton Hall. Auburn is 10-0. The Tigers topped NC State 79-73. The Memphis Tigers losing James Wiseman, the freshman, done with school. After just three games, he's hired an agent and will now prepare for the draft. From baseball, pitcher Julio Teheran, a one-year deal with the Angels. Michael Franco to the Royals for 1 year. Justin Smoke to the Brewers for a year. And word is Gio Gonzalez will sign with the White Sox. And wrestling news coming up next hour.
Oh, wrestling news. Hold on. Next hour.
Next hour.
Man, you've been great. You've been stellar, heller, with these updates on wrestling.
I have to live up to that nickname, so I'm working hard.
It's a moniker. Nickname is a trite word.
Okay.
Up your vocabulary, and you could be the level I'm at. Okay? So, but have a good Friday. We'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds
good.
Sorry,
I sound very condescending. I don't mean to be mean.
You're not wrong.
No, I'm just trying to, I try to help people here. Sometimes I can come off like a douche, but I don't mean it. I understand my shortcomings, but it's just, I'm very in your face, and I have no filter. So you're a talented man. You are stellar heller for a reason.
I need this kind of constructive criticism, unfiltered. You know, Taz words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Taz words of wisdom.
So, right. So instead of saying nickname, you know, if you're in fourth grade, you say, what's your nickname, Bobby? No, it's when you're an adult, a grown-ass man, it's a professional broadcaster, you say words like moniker, or slogan, or gimmick. These are the words we use. Moniker. Right, Pete? Moniker. Okay, Pete's just smiling.
Good job.
All right. So we'll see in a little bit. Stellar Heller,
sounds
I'm busy
good.
Here. Working on wrestling news. Let's talk to Rob in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Rob, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Taz. I hope, since this is your last day, you and I can patch up our relationship. We've had a little bit of a rocky relationship on Twitter.
Well, hold on, Rob. Before you set the table, because, you know, you're right. We have. And I didn't know you were you when you called the other day until I did catch your tweet actually early this morning. But continue. Set the table. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when I was in the Bahamas, I was at this Sky Bar, and I saw cognac, $7,500 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to ask the expert, which is you. And you told me to Google it. Because I know you talk about cognac when you're sipping on your cigar.
Right.
And I figured, is $7,500 a good price for King Louis V cognac? He told me to Google it, and then Google told me to ask you.
Nice. Well,
anyway.
That's funny. But hold on. We're not done with the topic. See, you're moving on, but I'm not moving on. See, here's the thing, Rob. First of all, I give you credit for having the nuts to call the show. So here's the thing, right? You didn't just ask me, and I didn't just say Google it. You left an important part out, brother. What happened was you got annoyed because, Andrew, pay attention.
I am.
What happened was I did not get a chance on Twitter to reply right away to Rob, and he got testy. Is that not true? Is that not true, Rob?
I did. I got really testy.
And then I got
like,
testy.
Come on, man.
No, well, you know, you were like, oh, I asked you a question. Whatever. I'm paraphrasing. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm not your friggin', I'm not your dictionary. I'm not Google. You Google it, Rob. That's why that happened.
Yeah, but you're the man, Taz.
I know.
But
I know.
Anyway. I wish you the best what's going forward for
Thank you. Thank
you,
brother. Appreciate
you know, it's
it.
Like I enjoyed your careers in ECW, WWE, TNA, even though I don't think anybody still watches TNA.
Well, some people do, but I had a good time there, and we had a pretty good show for a while. But TNA's doing a little bit better now. They're different, which I give them credit for, but I don't follow too much of their program. But, yeah, continue.
I was going to say, and obviously you probably found out that I wanted to give you a little bit of a rip yesterday. That was me calling you as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
See, I didn't know that either. See, you're a big sneaky man. All right.
Anyway, Andrew. You can never go wrong. I mean, I don't know how you feel about other women or other men touching your wife's body, but you can never go wrong with a massage or a facial.
Yeah.
I bought
what?
easy. Okay. Being an adult, we
I was talking to Pete, actually. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, then.
I'm talking to Andrew.
You know what? That's another thing that I've already done. That was two Christmases ago. I got her a gift card to like a local high-ish-end spa thing, and she got a massage and manicure, pedicure, had like a pampering day. So I've done that, too.
Did you go with her?
No. That was her thing.
You should go with her, then.
No, she needed her own time. That was for her. I took the kids. We hung out.
Andrew,
so, yeah.
Next time, Andrew,
Buck.
When you are down in the 407 near the 321,
Buck.
I will meet up with you at Walt Disney World.
All right. That sounds good.
I will buy you a beer in Germany.
Nice.
If you're ever in Florida, I will buy you a beer.
Well, Rob, I appreciate that. I don't plan on going to Florida ever again, but thank you for that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Rob, for the love.
I can't tell you where I'll be working in 2020, but I can confirm that for forever, I am never going back to Florida.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway, so we're going to get a break here. Oh, man. So if you want to call the show, 855-212-4227. We got to talk some NFL a little bit here, too, Haas. Also, wrestling fans, check this out. Or anybody who's been to a live wrestling show, we're going to talk about what's your favorite memory. Because I want to hear Pete the Body has a favorite wrestling, like going to a wrestling show memory. And I want to hear that. I've never been to a wrestling show my whole life as a fan. Never. How's that?
You've only worked them.
I swear to you. Never been to as a fan. Pete the Body and a lot of our listeners have. So I want to hear your stories that go down memory lane of what was your favorite moment, no matter what show it was. So we're going to get Pete's on the other end. We're also going to talk to people on the phone. All right, we'll be right back.
Attention, maggots. Rise and shine. This is Sergeant Slaughter from the WWE, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Don't touch that dial, maggots. And that's an order.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
No, I did it already. I'm good, Pete. I'll answer you on the air. All right, so yeah, we're going to get into your memories, wrestling memories of like whatever show you've been to and that sticks out to you. I want to hear Bilotti. We're going to hear Bilotti's in a second here, Andrew. I know you can't wait. And we have a lot of people calling the show, 855-212-4227. Let's get to that right now. Spoke to Kevin listening in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Georgia, I'm sorry. Reason why that happened, Kev, because, see, I have a screen where I see where you're from. And Andrew has a screen, but my screen's always cut off. So all it says is Columbus. I assumed it was Ohio. Then I looked over, Kevin, at Andrew's, and I see the word Florida. Or Georgia. Or Georgia. Whatever the hell I saw.
Do you want me to fix that for you?
No, don't worry about it. Kevin, how you doing, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good morning, Taz. Good morning.
What's up, bro?
Good morning, Andrew. Hey,
good morning.
I just wanted to say farewell to you. It's been great listening to you. Been a longtime fan since your ECW days. I just want to say that this last week of the show probably has been the best week in the 2 years that you've been on.
Really? Wow. I wonder how that happened. You know why?
I'll tell you why, but I probably will get bleeded out.
Well, you can tell me why. Go ahead.
Hey, I'll tell you why, because you unasked that partner of yours.
Okay. Well, I hear you. Well, listen, you're a listener. You're entitled to, you know, like whatever you like and don't like. I appreciate the love, Kev. And I have a different style than a lot of people that are traditional in sports radio. I'm a little bit different, I appreciate it, man. That's awesome, dude. Columbus, Georgia, I actually worked there. I've actually wrestled there once. Now that I'm talking, I remember I wrestled.
Where the municipal auditorium?
I think so, man. I can't remember. It was a house show for WWE. Macon, Georgia, and Columbus, Georgia. I went. There were two shows we were doing, and I went to the wrong show. A few of us
really?
Did. Yeah, that's when we had two crews. And I.
Hey, I'll tell you a funny story real quick because I know you don't have a lot of time.
Right.
We have one of them surplus bread stores. I don't know if you got one of them up in New York.
Yeah.
I was standing there buying an 88-cent thing of bread, and in comes the store, Marty Jannetty.
No kidding. That's right. He lives in Georgia. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Columbus, Georgia. So standing there buying an 88-cent of bread in walked Marty Jannetty.
That is a funny story. Well, Kev, I appreciate the love, buddy, and so does Andrew. Thank you for calling, dude. Much appreciated. Very much appreciated. So, who we got here? We got, okay, Pete, maybe we should get your, want to get your memory a little bit?
Oh, we can do it now.
Your wrestling memory, because people are calling with their wrestling memories.
All right, you know what? Let's go to the phones and then go to me.
Oh, so now you're the co-host?
No, he's the producer.
I'm just trying.
He's the producer.
He's the producer.
I'm in a jolly mood. I'm just trying to.
No.
Another guy's happy I'm leaving.
He just likes to be in charge.
I'm just being courteous to the marks out there, including this one.
There you go.
Well, wow.
Here's one of your favorite guys, the Kingsman. The Kingsman listening somewhere.
Mark.
He's in New York. Kingsman, what's up there, buddy?
Oh, good moment, fellas. Good moment.
Good moment, Mark, Kingsman.
Good moment.
He's going to hit you nonstop, Kingsman. You know that.
Oh, I know. Listen, you know, Taz, it's a bittersweet day today because obviously it's your last day. You know, I love this show so much. 2 years running, you guys have made my mornings go running and happy and laughing and sometimes crying too. But
yeah. At
the end of the day, Taz, thank God you're getting the hell out of there so we can really get going with Taz's show and pumping it out.
Yeah.
All us, we over nation, are going to be slamming out
Mark,
there. And thank God you're getting
Pete,
away from Bilotti.
Stop.
I can't stand it.
Yeah,
I
Bilotti. Don't you want to kick his ass? God. Mark it!
Taz, you know, something about, you mentioned before, you know, people can always come back and whatnot. Sometimes we got to do things that are best for business. And who knows, if somebody gives me a call and says we want to do baseball and brawls with King and Pete, you know, I could be interested in doing something like that. And Pete and I can go at it on the radio or any other
Hold
medium.
On. Pete, what do you think? Pete, Kingsman's already, I'm
sure that's in the cards.
Wow.
Mark.
I mean.
Kingsman. Listen, this guy.
You're trying, Kingsman. I give you credit for that, but you're barking up the wrong tree. That guy's heartless.
If you think he's heartless in person, wait till you see the DMs. Oh my God!
Oh wow!
Mark,
were you at the Hall of Fame ceremony where Pete got inducted at CW Post?
No, I was not able to attend
by choice.
It was probably better. It was probably better that way.
That's hilarious,
Mark.
Oh man! Well, Kingsman, listen, you've supported my career for a long time and everything I've done, so I know no matter what I end up doing, where I'm at. Which I can't announce yet, but
I can. My DMs are open. Just drop me a quick note. I'll answer any question you want.
Different stuff going on, but I know no matter what it is I'm doing, I'm sure you'll be one of the main We Over Nation guys. Hey, your buddy Chef Mike's swinging by in a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I'll be seeing him soon as well too, because he's always a good guy. We always try to work out something.
You got
to
see Pete. You're talking, Kings, and Pete's just shaking his head and holding his head. He's shaking with the. Like it's he's saying no, I can't hear him, but he looks miserable when you just said that.
I just got water in my ear, that's it.
From what?
Swimming.
Yeah, I swam this morning, a couple laps.
He was at the pool. Kingsman, listen, this is your last thought, and then we're hanging up on you. Okay, continue.
Pete, we're going to miss you, buddy. Yeah, right.
But that's not true.
Taz, you know, absolutely, like you said, brother, we're going to be there for you. You know, I'll still be waving the flag, and 2020 is going to be even better and bigger. I can't wait to join you on the ride, buddy.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Kingsman. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Mark it!
We'll get that. Everybody on hold, your wrestling memories, we'll get to you guys here we're going to just name this Vernon Burnham.
Yeah,
in
you
a
can't
few minutes.
Wave this,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, this is a different thing. Yeah. And I've been plugging this Pete Bilotti wrestling memories story. I hope it's something like you were like at the Garden watching a wrestling show and someone dropped popcorn on your head and threw soda at you. Something good, because it better be a good story instead of you just sitting there watching wrestling. I mean, it's got to be a good story. I'm just telling you, Pete.
Way to blow it.
All right. Well, anyway, 855-212-4227. We're actually going to talk a few seconds later on about the NFL. Football is pretty hot right now. And
Big game last night.
Yeah, big game last night. That didn't happen last
football
night.
Football is happening.
The Rams and the Cowboys. Cowboys played Thursday. Now they got to play against Saturday or Sunday. No, I'm joking. All right, be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.